You'll be in a good mood tomorrow, I promise you that, if you head out to Avon Brewing Company for Lorain County Brewers Night. Going to be really awesome stuff. Some of our favorite things to discuss on this show. Beers, food, sports. You can get pretty much all that when you head on down to Avon Brewing Company on tomorrow night. They got that Lorain County Brewers Night. And here to tell us more about that is the co-owner and GM and head brewmaster at Avon Brewing Company, Matthias Hawk. Matthias, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Lorain County Brewers Night tomorrow night. This is something that's brand new, correct?
It is brand new, correct.
Now, what brought this all about? I know this is kind of being done in conjunction with Cleveland Beer Week, but what brought all you guys together to do this?
Well, with Cleveland Beer Week happening this week, we decided that we want to do some events, and we're definitely on the far west side of Cleveland. And the Lorain County beer scene has definitely picked up over the past year. This is our solid first year in Cleveland Beer Week. This is Railroad's first year open during Cleveland Beer Week. This is Bascule's first time open during Cleveland Beer Week. Franklin's been around, but it was my idea to get us all together. We've worked really hard over the past year to grow some great friendships and some collaborations. And you know, our philosophy here at Avon Brewing Company is that you know, when you high tides raise all ships. And so we look at that and want to get everybody together at one central location and kind of promote our craft and get everybody a chance to meet who we are and really just get ourselves out there.
How many breweries are involved tomorrow night and who all is involved specifically?
Absolutely. Well, we have, well, I'll be here from Avon Brewing Company. We have Aaron and Carmen, they're the owners and brewers at Franklin Brewing Company. We'll have Chris and Fred from Bascule and Lorain, and we'll have Jerome from over at Railroad here in Avon.
Now, how does this work? You guys are going to have, like, taste tests. You have a bunch of different flights lined up. Are there going to be prizes for what's considered the best beer in each category from all the brewmasters who are going to be involved here? Or is this just kind of one of those evenings where you guys want to showcase all the great breweries in Lorain County?
And we just want to showcase what Lorain County is doing. And we're not going to have a competition this year, even though that's a great idea, and I'm going to jot that down in my notes. But you know, we're going to have everybody here. They're all going to bring their favorite craft. I know that Railroad's going to bring their 13th Warrior, which is made for an Avon Lake grad who was in the military. We have Chris and Fred are doing a cask pecan amber they're going to bring. And Aaron, Carmen, myself, we did a collaboration called Birch and Lane. It's a coffee stout that has a little bit of hints of chocolate and peanut butter in it. So we're going to kind of promote those. We're going to be around for the public to just sit and chat and get to know who we are and really just get to know everybody. So it's more like a meet and greet. We will have those beers on draft and she'll be able to taste them and buy some pints and just talk to the people.
I can vouch for Birch and Lane. Wow, is that an awesome beer. Holy cow, is that great stuff.
It's a good beer.
Hey, Matthias, I mean, obviously you're well involved in this. You've tried some of the beers that people are bringing in that are brewing one. I mean, is there a favorite beer that you guys make this time of year for yourself at Avon Brewing Company? And is there one that's coming that you really enjoy and think is a really solid drink?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of things in our community, and we just took two of our guests and favorite customers and met with them, and we ended up doing a collaboration with them on a Russian Imperial Stout coming out. In the next couple of weeks, we're doing our Mango Habanero Pale Ale again. We, of course, have a tart cherry wheat, which we do with tart cherries from Michigan, cinnamon, and honey, so that's on right now. And what everybody loves around here is our Christmas ale. So our Christmas miracle will be on tap the 1st of November. So I'm really excited about that. That's my favorite.
Where do you guys come up with some of these ideas? Mango habanero? I don't know where I'd even think of something like that.
Well, one of the things that makes us really unique is the fact that we work hand-in-hand with my brother-in-law, Brian, our chef in the kitchen. And mango habanero is one of our wing sauces. And so we did that together, brewed a beer, and he made a wing sauce out of it. And so we bring it back here and there, and it's a phenomenal pale ale, and people tend to love it. Same with our Verde Gold. It's a green chili-infused golden ale. We use green chilies in a lot of our menu items. We have a nice little southwestern flair to some of our food, and so a lot of those opportunities come together. We did a tart cherry food item, and so there's where you get those concepts together.
Again, we're talking with Matthias Hawk. He is the co-owner and GM at Avon Brewing Company. They're hosting Lorain County Brewers Night tomorrow night. Now, you guys are hosting this. It'll be at your place. Are you guys just going to have a bunch of these different beers on tap? Will you guys have any special additions to the menu, whether it be the regular menu or the beer menu? How will folks be able to get down there and find out exactly what's available?
We're going to follow us on social media. We have an event put up already with the beers the gentlemen are bringing. We will have all of our 19 beers on tap that we make, and also we'll carry those beers that the other brewers are bringing in. So they'll be able to try those and talk directly with the person who's responsible for making them right here in Lorain County.
And I want to go back to something that you mentioned towards the beginning of the interview. You had an interesting saying there, high tides raise all ships. Now that you guys have been around for just over a year, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are going on your 14th or 15th month. What surprises you most about some of the other breweries in and around Lorain County? I think this event in and of itself speaks volumes about just how close you guys are and how you guys have kind of worked together to really kind of explode in your own way.
Well, we share equipment, we share ideas, concepts, we get together at least once a month, if not every couple of weeks. Aaron and Carmen were over last night. We're doing a collaboration together using mamey fruit from Puerto Rico, and we're going to be giving the proceeds away from that beer to a foundation in Puerto Rico. We're excited about that. And so, again, we meet, we talk, we're friends, and we want to see all businesses do well. When one does well, we all do. And so we want to really make that a big thing here in Lorain County.
I want to go right back to something you just mentioned about the you guys working together, making some brews in collaboration with some of the other breweries. Can you detail that one you just mentioned? It's you guys made it with Franklin with a Puerto Rican fruit. Now, what all goes into this? I know the cool part about this is, you know, with some of the proceeds going back to the Puerto Rican relief fund.
Yep.
So what all goes into this thing? If I'm not mistaken, there was some vanilla, there was a Puerto Rican fruit. What all goes into this thing?
So Carmen, Aaron's wife, from Franklin, they own Franklin together. She's from Puerto Rico, and her family is there, and they were definitely impacted by this hurricane. And so we got together, and we have been talking about doing a collaboration. And this is a season for pumpkin beers, and they're great, and there's a whole bunch of them out there. But this mamey fruit, it's a wonderful fruit that you find in Puerto Rico. It is it's almost like a gigantic football-sized avocado, but it is a fruit, and it tastes a little bit like pumpkin and almond and cherry and chocolate and pie and crust and everything all wrapped into one. And so we're hoping to draw some of those flavors out into our beer. So that's where we can come up with the idea, and it's just no one does it, and so we're excited to do it. And again, it fits really nicely with the concept of giving back to our community and also just our greater community.
Well, it certainly stands out. I mean, it's absolutely a unique idea. And again, I think everything about this is unique, but I kind of think that's kind of what you have to do in this day and age in order to make it. And you guys certainly are doing a nice job of that. But would you agree? You kind of have to do things like that to come up with these ideas that people have to come to your place to get. They can't find it anywhere else.
Correct. Yeah, part of it is ingenuity. Part of it is good marketing. The other part is that kind of one of the things that we like to talk about is that we brew what we like to drink, and we just do what we do, and we are who we are. And so we find people who are passionate about certain areas of life, and that happens to be Carmen and Aaron over at Franklin. They love this fruit. It's part of their family heritage, and we decided just to go with it. And you know, it's all about part of having fun and being part of a community.
Very cool stuff. Again, tomorrow night, Lorain County Brewers Night. It'll be at Avon Brewing Company. Sounds like it's going to be a really awesome time for all those who show up. You really get a good chance to sample a lot of different kinds of beers from the different breweries here in Lorain County. And really, this is an exclusive event in that this is one of the few times you get a chance to sample the true local beer flavors in this area. And I think that's kind of one of the big reasons why you guys wanted to do this, right? Because it's a reason for you guys to get together and really showcase all that's great about the Lorain County Brewers.
And that's exactly what it is. An opportunity for us to showcase our craft, the people in our area and the community and the involvement we want to be a part of, all of our guests, but also just to share each other's passion for what we do and to get that out to people and we can do that here at Avon Brewing Company, so why not do that with everybody else?
Very cool stuff. Well, hey, if you guys do end up doing a competition next year, when year two for this comes around, if you're looking for a taste tester, I'm just saying, I could throw my name into that hat if you guys go that route next year. Just saying.
Oh, you're already down. Definitely in.
Awesome. Great stuff. Matthias, thanks as always, man. This was a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Hey, don't forget to check us out at Avon Brewing Co. on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Avon Brewing Co. on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Absolutely. Matthias, thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you soon.
All righty. That's Matthias Hawk with Avon Brewing Company again tomorrow night, Lorain County Brewers Night.